Tuan Etin Fer. Tuan Rabban in England and his father, they met his absolute when Scottish monastery should not be in a lazy mood. It's definitely not a good idea to be in a lazy mood before Shmonesh is good. Shmonesh would have to be very fit. You have a major battle to wage. Can't create the hurdles and trying to get you distracted from what you're doing. So, Rabbi Gershon Edelstein had a thing called Kagi Sintik, so that you might have a people Muslim based on a Dvar, Brachas that on a date. Alba, Dvarim, three things in Sintik, four things in Sintik. Toyra, Tvila, like in Sintik, that has Sintik, which is it, Rashi says, Kol Toyra, all your prayers. And that's the Tzadish Shmonesse, Kol HaKol. I know very professional violinist. You should see him when he started playing the violin. And I was totally into it. Couldn't talk. He played violin. It wasn't a pneumatic drill, or whatever you call it. Cracking up the concrete. That's a cold person. So, limited absolute, limited soak, lightheadedness, it wasn't improper. Not to take Sikha, of its relish. From the daily, limited Sikha Shemitza, the attitude before Shemonesh is Sikha Shemitza. It's interesting, this mention of Sikha in Rashi, this is Rashi. Rashi, new Rashi, Tov Shin, Hey Gimel. Every year, new Rashi is coming. Says, Vani, Hine, Notati, Bachem. After the Pasha of Perch, Hashem says, when we give to the Kohanim, the Matnas Kuhun. Rashi says, from the Tishri, Ani, Hine, Notati, Bachem, is the Lashon of Simcha. I'm very excited that they're giving you this Matnas Kuhun, because it's basically, there was a discussion about, do you really deserve the Kuhun, or do you not? By you, by being established, you're always going to be getting these Matnas Kuhun, the priest, Mela, that's a stamp that you are the Kohanim, you are the Levim. The game is over. So where do you see that? Vani, Hine, Nostati. Where do you see that Lashon? It's a Lashon of Sin. Vani, Hine. So the Lashon says like this. Ani. Number one is I'm doing it because I want to do it. I want to do it. If you force him to do something, you cannot do it. If you'd rather be sleeping right now, and just because you do not want to get death by the Almighty, and that's the reason why he's out of me. It's not on me. It's not on me, I'm not here. I'm forced to be. And next to Lashon is, He named me. I'm the Rosen. I'm doing it with the desire to be so. I'm ready for it. You know that Avraham Avinu, his line, whoever talked to him, first thing he would say is, He named me. Hashem speaks to him, He named me. Mal speaks to him, He named me. Yitzchak speaks to him, He named me. I'm here for you. So that's what we have to touch on this. And that's the Lashon of Simcha. I'm doing it because of number one, I want to do it. Number two, I realize this is something very important and valuable, and therefore I'm doing it with real desire and goodwill. That's Simcha Shemitah. Whole Simcha stems from that. And the fact that a person thinks this is something that's going to be beneficial for me. Nobody's happy about something not beneficial. One person thinks that it's beneficial to get drunk. Another person thinks it's beneficial to run around the world to make money. And the third one to become a basketball player, whatever it is. But whatever person feels this is something important, this is something that will bring me to a higher level of life, that it wouldn't matter as a simple. So that's when we have to start off. Simple is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a shrina shayra, shrina. Kulam, Kedoshim, you want to show us a Shechina? If you have a hatzis, if you're sad, if you're lazy, lightheaded, all that other stuff, no Shechina there. So, Simcha Shem Nitzvah Shenema, Ata Kuli Menagin, Vahoyeke Menagin Menagin, the Tiyala Biyad Hashem, Brother Melech, ask for the physician to play some music for him to get there. I'll show us a Shechina, get them to do it. Omer Abiyuda Mechel Zahava. If you want to, you have to learn properly also. You start to say them, stop everything. How fortunate I am to be able to learn. This is something I really want to do. All these three miles, two of them just like they seem to be. Whenever two things combine, that's what it seems. Two things. Unless it happens to be a hydrogen bomb. But other than that, simcha. My Maratina, simcha. When it rains, the rain comes down and combines with the earth, it's called simcha. Marriage, Simson, all the different combinations between two different things, that's what it seems. Here. The Tshila, what's the chibur that happens in Tshila? We're saying Simson is when two things connect. So you have to understand that that's what Tshila is. If Tshila you think is religious ceremony, then no one feels Simson by religious ceremony. You're just with yourself. You have to connect with something that's Simson. Tshila is connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's into. You're talking to the Chavinu Shabbat Shemayim who created the world, sustained our world. Yeah. And Tayyar also, when it's added, we combine the revelation of the will of Hashem that's revealed through the Tayyar. Rashi over there in that Gemara, it says, what's the Simcha Shel Yitzchak? It's important to know. Rashi said, we say Asher, we say then the Asher. The Sergei Reyes Yasa. Hashem does the will of those who have four of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Hashem Kol Oyev, Hashem watches over those who love Him. That is the simple Shemit. In other words, it comes out that the Asher you say by Mincha, Ika Kavana, the whole thing is that he can point it in the last three Tzukim over. When you're describing Parashat Balkoyo, Hashem is close to those who call out, and Hashem is the will of those who have Yiras Shemayim. Hashem watches over those who have Amat Hashem. In other words, the opening mind frame for Tshila is I recognize that the fact that I'm interacting with Hashem spoke creates something. Hashem is listening to me. Hashem watches over me. Hashem does the will of those who are. Some part of the fact that Hashem doesn't will the Yireya live. Hashem doesn't have Yireya Shemayim. He asks for all kinds of things that are not good for him. So Hashem says, benefit won't do. Yireya Shemayim knows what to ask him. So I put a point on that is the Simcha Shel Yitzchak, the tremendous Simcha that I realize that I can interact with Hashem. I, this lowly being, that's Yireya Shemayim. I'm this lowly being. No intrinsic value. Hashem is the creator of the universe, sustained the universe, and He is interested in hearing me. That's tremendous. Dovah Nesamea. Asimechu l'tfila amelo p'shu ben oylem haba. Rashi Kosu Shom. From Rina b'brochas Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, the person is not set up through the tfila, he's doing the l'oyavo yishamelech. A beloved person to the king, who's knocking on the door of the palace of the king. And so the king did not answer immediately. And by the time the king came out, this guy gave up and left. And the king said, oh, there's nobody by the door. And the king goes back inside and enters the gate. Although they started a relationship, they started a connection by knocking on the door. Don't drift away. Don't open your phone over there and talk to your friend. And the king comes at it and you can't find it. You focus on what you're doing. As he goes on the carriage, a Kodesh Boko Elo. Person brings a Kodesh Boko close to him through the Tishkochas and praises that he sees Mitzrayim. Who this carriage Elo? And he comes close to a Kodesh Boko and Kodesh Boko comes to him. And then we have that bond that makes it possible to start talking to Hashem. When we're so close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, after reminding ourselves of the greatness of Hashem, to be there in Mitzrayim, that the Nurula, before Shemunetri Shabbat and Ayurid, then we start asking, placing our request. But the Nurula, the Mamish, the Kaddish, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable power of this tefillah. Think of that. Midah v'loyd v'ayim Hashem. Hashem y'loyd v'ayim v'ayim. In the single tefillah, Hashem is getting closer and closer to us. Very, very powerful statement. That itself should be something that should be a tremendous simcha. But look at this, how easy Hashem made it for us to have this closeness to Him. If we pay attention to that, and we're saying with the Ula, then there's a little chance that we maybe have to run for a few words in Shmonesi Ula. It's just plopping to Shmonesi. We don't pay attention to what you're doing. Religious service. You're doing religious service, and your mind is wandering around. But that's when we have to bring this to life. The sukkim of the Ula that we say before, and making a kosher bohu, real in our lives, and real with Hashem is interacting, Hashem has saved us in the past, and Hashem is with us in the present. And that recognition of our kosher bohu, Rabbi Yochum brings Hashem close to us, puts us in a position to now speak to Him in our Shema Yeshem. The Omer Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, says Gal Yisrael, Hashem is right there. That's the starting point of Shema Yeshem. Yeah. So, like we said before, to quote Rashi, so more than I said before, Simcha Shel Mitzvah to be Tanchum Shel Torah, the words that also make us feel good in our relationship with Hashem, the written Torah, like the school of Mitzrayim, or the Tukim Rashi, which we mentioned before. So that should be the natural event. When we say the words of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shir Hadosh Shifu Ruin, that should bring us into that state of Simcha that Israel had. Then, excited that being down Hashem, it was saved by Hashem, that causes us Kodesh Baruch Hu to have a special closeness which is necessary for Shmoneh Esrei. Maybe it's English this feeling. Just imagine that we have such a hard time with Kavana, if we start Shmoneh Esrei in a way that Hashem is not there, it's definitely out of the apparent conversation. We have to start in a way that Hashem is there, paying attention to the simple shalitza, how fortunate we are in the nation of Hashem, between from Israel, the Minka of Hashem, who listens to our fiddles. Rav ben Isa, Rav ben Oya, Hashem, Gay, Mashiach, Shorim, all these wonderful titles of Hashem, this greatness, lifts up modest people, knocks down them, other guidance. So you still prove the Ezra's Yisrael. And the last piece before Shema Esrei mentioned the name Yisrael five times. Remind us of that Kodesh Baruch Hu. The special closeness between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody who we love, we always like to mention today. The greatness of Simcha that's in the Kabbalah goes to us. Okay, so we have to work on this, my dear friends. Try to make that approach to the Shmoneh Esrei what it should be, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Like going on a plane, so you hear the engines revving up to put out there. Enough energy to go forward and take off. If you don't go quick enough, you have to stand the ground. You got to take off this one. Our feet are on the ground, our head is up there. The way we take off is by recognizing I'm about to start a conversation with Nele, Alpha, and Bogan, or Gurus. And the way I do it is by putting myself into his royal entourage. I'm not an outsider, I'm an insider. The Yitzhak tells everybody I'm an outsider. What do I have to go say? I'm not doing anything right anyway. But these things are said, I recognize that we both interact with Christ, he loves us so much. Even when we're alone, I drink it like this, we're trying. All we have to do is say, I want to be with you, I'm going. And that's what made it possible to teach Mitzrayim. I always make it possible for us to speak Hashem three times a day. And we say the Shabbos in my room. By Mincha, we have another way of doing it. Reminding ourselves the closeness between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The only nation, Shevikim, Kroyim, Leila, Nigoy Kodesh, Pasuk in Dvarim. Sages of Dvarim says, there's no old nation like us. Call for the name of God. Whenever we call for Him, He's there for us. That's what we have to know before we touch my answer. Hashem is there, Hashem is listening. I'm bringing myself into His domain, and He got the upper coming to my domain. And now we have to start this wonderful conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mentioned today, it's an important thing, having Shemot Esrei, responsibility of a good Jew, to be Shoyit HaTzoyit, always look for the benefit of others. We have Shemot Esrei to make sure we're not having for ourselves only, we're having for everyone. After the Bible says, Kolelu, Yisro, 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 we all need wisdom. We all need the approach of Hashem, Kalei Israel, those in class of us not have wisdom. We don't recognize what the world might go there. As you bring him to the all of us together, say your Zephyr. Have a plan, start with yourself, family, friends, neighbor, life, everyone, prepare you. And if you have doubts, how valuable the feel is, just think, as I'll say, by saying the Gula beforehand, you bring that Kodesh Boko into your domain. Hashem is coming down to have a Yoko special behavior. That's a pretty important event. That shows you that there's a very deep closeness between Yoko and Boko. The guy calls after the king. 99.99% of the kingdom. Yeah, that out of the killing a lot of dogs here. So the guy who's doing that is his son. Different story. Oh, the prince wants to take the kill. He won't miss it. Well, you know the king's coming out. We are princes. Princes of those soul. All in my parents, everything. We are very guilty, very powerful, very close. That's where we are. In our day and age, the Jehovah is the biggest power over us. Convince them I'm a nothing. He's another one of billions of people. I'm just another machine that's walking around on 2 feet. That's not what we are. We have a shaman patient, slave, everything we need to be close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we have that, then Hashem, like it says, we show Hashem will close to Him, He's close to us. That brings tremendous gap to Shemaya and Baruch and everything we do. Like we said, Mr. Hashem will try to work to make the Gerula before Shemot Esrei a little bit more real and put us into a state of sin. How fortunate I am to be able to speak at those points. Please tell me next week how it went. If it's too hard to remember, put on your phone to beep 10 seconds before Shemot Esrei. Wake you up.